from Texas Public Radio. This is Petri Dish. I'm Bonnie Petri with this update. The number of measles cases linked to the West Texas outbreak is surging toward 100, and public health experts warn this is just the beginning. It's no surprise that we're seeing measles first. It's the most contagious virus of them all. I recently spoke with Dr. Peter Hotez, professor of pediatrics and molecular virology at Baylor College of Medicine and co-director of the Texas Children's Hospital Center for Vaccine Development, about the sharp drop in childhood vaccination rates and what it might mean for public health, specifically children's health.
Well, what the obvious is, we'll see a sharp uptick in breakthrough catastrophic childhood infections. I mean, measles is a bad actor, right? I mean, if your child has measles, your child has a 20% likelihood of being hospitalized with it. So 20% of kids who get measles are hospitalized. 10% of kids who get measles have measles otitis that can lead to permanent hearing loss. 5% of measles kids who get measles pneumonia, which is the leading cause of death from measles. And so, you know, we have to really strike home measles as a bad actor. You don't want your child to get measles. You don't want your unvaccinated child to get pertussis. It's a horrible, horrible illness where children are gasping for air because of the toxin produced by the pertussis bacterium that's destroying the airways. So these are bad illnesses that generations of scientists labored so hard to make vaccines. And we have an ecosystem that's in place and working, and it's been very successful and well monitored. And I worry about the destruction of our whole childhood vaccination system. And if that happens, it could take us decades to recover.
To protect against measles outbreaks, at least 95% of people in a community need to be vaccinated against it. That provides what we call community immunity, or herd immunity, which protects those who can't get vaccinated, like babies who are too young for their shots, or people who can't take the vaccine for medical reasons, or really anyone who doesn't respond to the vaccine. Only 5 of the more than 7 dozen people caught up in the Gaines County outbreak were vaccinated. The county has one of the lowest vaccination rates in Texas, with nearly 20% of its school children getting exemptions from the state from vaccine requirements. If every single one of the remaining 80% of children got a measles vaccine, it still wouldn't be nearly enough to stop a measles outbreak. Now, the counter argument to vaccinating children in recent years has been that, well, we don't need vaccines. We have an immune system.
Yeah, it's propaganda. And sure, we have an immune system, but measles for much of the last half of the 20th century, after we got rid of smallpox, was the single leading killer of children in the world. In 2000, about 500,000 kids died from measles every year. A couple of decades before that, in the 70s, 3 million kids died of measles every year. Now we've got it down to below 50,000 annually, according to the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation. 90% reduction over the last 2 decades because of the hard work of the Gavi Alliance, the Global Alliance of Vaccines and Immunization. But it's fragile. It'll come roaring right back again because measles is so highly transmissible. So that's what's at risk here.
And that may be what we're starting to see. It's only February, and according to the Centers for Disease Control, there have already been 3 measles outbreaks. So what are we to do to protect ourselves and our families from the growing threat of infectious disease?
Well, the good news is if you have a pediatrician in your community, most pediatricians, you know, are get educated about vaccines. Vaccines are an important component of pediatric training. So have a conversation with your pediatricians. Make certain that your pediatrician knows that you want to keep up with vaccinations for your kids, and regular pediatrician visits. Those things have those things are timeless and shouldn't change.
Hotez also told me that sources of health information that we have historically turned to with confidence might not be as comprehensive as we've come to expect right now. With regard to measles, a template for a letter school principals could give to parents of unvaccinated children advising them to keep their kids home for 21 days if they've been exposed to measles, well, that is no longer available on the CDC website. It now only exists in the archives. We'll keep you informed. From TPR's Petri Dish, I'm Bunny Petri. Talk to you soon.
Support for Petri Dish is made possible by UT Health San Antonio, committed to transforming the health of the community through a team that tackles problems from every angle, doing everything it takes to bring each patient the best possible outcomes. From teaching tomorrow's healthcare leaders to translating research into new treatments, UT Health San Antonio strives to make lives better. Learn more at everythingittakes.org. Support for TPR comes from the University of Texas at San Antonio's Brain Health Consortium, a pioneering research hub advancing neuroscience, neuroengineering, precision medicine, and more. Learn more at utsa.edu/bhc.